Yeduah doesn't have Moshe's name. The only parsha that states the name of Moshe Rabbeinu is a famous shot in the Gemara that it says in Parshas Kisisa that Moshe Rabbeinu had a bakosha mecheni no mitzipracha. So somewhere there had to be a mecheni no mitzipracha. So why doubt the Parshas Kisisa? It gives a marshal, someone that had to give an oynish, a king that had to give an oynish, and he kept on pushing off the oynish. And he kept on being mafkid. Until the following came the next year. The next week is going to be Kisisa again. I mean, ever stop dying the oynish. But there's Gebulim in the Parshas Tetzava. The might of Parshas Tetzava usually comes out, Moshe Rabbeinu is yours, right? Ever state of the Sota Shaykh, Zayin Adar, Takashtin. And so there's another remnant with 101 sukkim. In Tetzava, Kuf Aleph sukkim, the hidden letters in Moshe, Moshe, if you spell it out, is Mem, Mem. Shin is Shin Yud Nun, and Hey is Hey Aleph. So the hidden letters in the letters is Mem Yud Nun Aleph. That's 101. So the 101 Sukkim is a remnant a kaponim of Moshe Rabbeinu. So everything is demanded. About the Ikus Sugis though is the inyan of Big Day Kahuna. There's a lot of inyanim. Let's see what we can imagine. V'asis a Big Day Kodesh laHaroyin Achicha lechavod uSefar. The begad in the Big Day Kahuna is lechavod uSefar. Now, Kavadus Sepharis is Nitzvam, it's a din. It's a din of Kavadus Sepharis. The Rambam brings down, it's Gemara, but the Rambam brings down in Hilchas Kli HaMikdosh, the Hilchas of the Begodim, Perek Ches Aloch HaDalit. The Rambam says, Bigdei Kahuna Mitzvotin, Sheyu Chadoshim, Vinoim, Umushul Sholim, Kederach Bigdei HaGdoyim, Shenemar L'Chavadus Sepharis, it has to be L'Chavadus Sepharis. The Rambam feared Doi, therefore, Hayu Mitzvotim, Hayu Mekuroim, Hayu Aruchim Yerisim Yidai, Hayu Kitzorim Pachas Midam Yidrasai, all these things. It's a psul because it's not covered in sefaris. If you ma'abar avidot psula, the Rambam is saying clear that it's ma'akiv the din of covered in sefaris, and covered in sefaris requires not too long, not too short, not ripped. In Tusam, if you look at other rishonim, there's a machloek. Some of these dinim, the Rambam says, the Gemara says all these dinim, but some rishonim learn also different reasons. L'dugma, mitzvah and everyone says it's covered in sefaris. Of the Mekurayim, the God of Mekurayim, if it's ripped, the Ramban learns in Sefer Mitzvah that it's psul is mechusar begodim. If the begodim is good, it's pashut no good after mechusar begodim. The Rambam Klor is saying it's al felt and covered with the forest. But the Ramban is after mechusar begodim. Who was the Mepakeh? Aruchim yoytzer midai. The Rambam says it's a chasaron of covered with the forest. Of a rasu and vachim learns it's yitzer begodim. A beggar that's too long is yitzer begodim. Why says the Rambam held not like that? The Rambam held that a beggar that's too long, it's not covered with the forest, but it's not going to be a chasaron of yitzer begodim. Yitzer begodim was only noch a beggar, not a suffer on the beggar. And Kehena also, Ketzorim Pachit Midai, it's Machloikas. The Rambam put all of these things under the category of Kavod Usafar. Now we know a Kohen Hedyer has Zalud Begodim, Mechnasayim, a Mitznetet, a hat, Avnet, and a Ksoim. And the Kohen Gadol has those four, plus another four Begodim. Sit, Eifoit, Choshin, Umeyo. Now a Kohen Gadol that is Oizir, Vizigdei Kohen Hedyer, it's Avidot Epsula, because it's mechusar begodim. Zayin begodim is shmoyin begodim. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk in Vayikra. Who has in faker, a kohen hedyot, that oivid with shmoyin begodim, is oivir on yitzer begodim. Avidot etzula. So I don't know about in Yuma and Megillah, what about a kohen gadol that for whatever reason had to be taken off the position, he was nifsal for a tkufa, so they brought in another kohen gadol, and then they're bringing back the first kohen gadol. What is the status of the second kohen gadol, the one that was a substitute? There can only be one kohen gadol. So now the first Kohen Gadol comes back to his position. What is the din of the second Kohen Gadol? The one that in between, that for interim was the Kohen Gadol. So the Machlokes Tanoim, Reb Meir Oimer Rishon Chayz L'Avodah, the Rishon comes back full for the job. The Sheni Kol Dinei Kahuna G'dayim Avodah. The second one remained the Kohen Gadol. He has all dinim of a Kohen Gadol. As they have Reb Meir. Reb Yoisi Oimer, no, Rishon Chayz L'Avodah, the first original Kohen Gadol comes back to the Avodah. Sheni, Ein Leiroi Loi L'Kohen Gadol V'Loi L'Kohen Hedit. The substitute one is not why nisba kohen gadol or nisba kohen hedyot. Zok the Gemara why kohen gadol mishum eva. He's not allowed to do avoid with the shmoyin of a gadol like a kohen gadol because it's eva. There's going to be an eva between the two kohanim and gadol, and he can't do a big day kohen hedyot because mylin the kodesh v'lein the reason. At this state, the Mishnah. Fred Toysis, what really is he? This Shani, what really is he? Is he really a kohen gadol or really a kohen hedyot? It says that he can't do a void of a big day kohen gadol because of Eva. mashma that the emet is a kohen gadol. No, he's not going to be allowed to do the avoiding which might have a gadol because it's going to cause eva. The only reason why he's not doing which might have a gadol is because it's going to cause eva. But the emet is a kohen gadol. And by the way, if you would ask someone why can't he do avoiding with big day kohen hedid, he can't. He's a kohen gadol. With a big day kohen hedid, he can't. It's chasaron of a gadol. And what does the Mishnah say? Because ma'ilin the kohen gadol. What do you need to come on to? So Taita says a big word. Kohen gadol nisman of a pe or mistalik the pe. Which means the ethnic should be a kohen gadol, but a kohen gadol he can't because it's Ava. Therefore, they taka would make him a kohen gadol, and they would make him a kohen hedi. Why don't you do that? Because my and the kodesh will let me leave. But becholzayt is a big machloket. There's a whole arichas and briskarov and turi. Evan already is myron on this. But ma'ase, what's the word? Of my and the kodesh, there's two ways to understand. Because of my and the kodesh, he remains a kohen gadol. We can't be myron him a kohen hedi. Oh no, we're myron him. He becomes a kohen hedi. No, my and the kodesh says he can't do avoid with arav of God. Someone that did avoid with shmoyin of a godim can't go down to arva of a godim. The man of a kodesh is grappi of a godim. But he attack is a kohen godim. Lamosha, but you have all the other dinim of besula and tumma, amona, for you prima. You have to know if he has the other dinim of kohen godim. There's etzlach dinim of kohen godim besides the levishas of a godim. That's the shana gantatum. Now the kohen godim on Yom Kippur had big day love, and that's four of a godim, which are very similar to the big day kohen hedit. Right? Because every kohen godim has four of a godim that are like the big day kohen hedit. Mitznefesh, Ksoines, Avnet, Mechnasayim. Now he's might have another four. Is there any shinuyim between the four of the Kohen Gadol and the four of the Kohen Hedid? So Faranazoi, this is a topic you have to build up. The Gemara talks to say they're about the Avnet, the belt, the Avnet. What was the Avnet made out of? Now it's against Arichas in the Sugya, but the Salem of Eklar, the Kohen Gadol's Avnet was made out of Klayim. Let's mind the poke. When the Kohen Gadol was Shmoyne Begodim, his Avnet was made out of Klayim. A Kohen Hedyot's Avnet is a big machlokes. What was the Kohen Hedyot's Avnet made out of? Was it also made out of Klayim? Or no, it was only but, it was only Pishtan, it wasn't made out of Klayim. It's a big nafkamina. Whether a Kohen Hedyot's Bechlal or Klayim. There's a machlokes of a Kohen Hedyot, because the other Bodim Zichur is not Klayim, it's only Pishtan. Did a Kohen Hedyot's Bechlal or Klayim? There's a big machlokes of the Avnet of a Kohen Hedyot is Klayim, or is it only butz, only pishtam? What about the avnei of a kohen gadol on Yom Kippur by the dawud begadim of Yom Kippur? That's the show was made out of pishtam. The whole point is called big day love, and it was only made out of pishtam. So again, a kohen gadol the whole year was about a klayim. A kohen gadol on Yom Kippur in the dawud begadim, he kept on switching off on Yom Kippur, was pishtam. What about a kohen hedid? It's a big machlokes. Machlokes tamei amirah, machlokes tanah. Which was it made out of? Now where is this negeya? It's negeya like this. There's a Gemara in Yuma Daf Yedrei. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur used to switch off back and forth. He wore big day Shmoyne Begodim and then switch to the Arav Begodim back and forth because the avoiders that were Klovius the avoiders, the Karban Tomer and the Karban Sachag of Yom Kippur, the Parshas Pinchas Tikkun one, he did with the Shmoyne Begodim. But the special avoiders of Yom Kippur of Achrei Moi, the Torahs, Ismael Snim, and his par and the Geirol, the certain things, the chelik of the avoidus Yom Kippur he did with Dalit begodim, with the big day lovin. Klerti Gemara and Yumadaf Yedeis, b'ma mechanchanos, which means, what about a kohen gadol that started off doing the job, and he suddenly got nipsal, he became tamei. So you have to put in a new kohen gadol, in the middle of Yom Kippur, you have to bring in a new kohen gadol, right? They had a different one prepared, they had to make sure he also has a wife, because the chikar bad basic. Fine, you're bringing in the substitute kohen gadol. Now, Klerti Gemara, what are you going to do if the substitute kohen gadol, if exactly you're up to a stage when the kohen gadol is supposed to be doing shmoyin of a godin a job? If he's about to do a shmoyin of a godin a job, so no problem. You're making a new kohen gadol, you say, okay, put on your shmoyin of a godin and become a kohen gadol. Of a fresh tomorrow, what if you were exactly up to a stage that you're about to do a big day love and dick a job, a chelik of the job that a kohen gadol is supposed to do before a godin? So fresh tomorrow, but mama chan chanasi, how are you going to express the fact that he's becoming a kohen gadol? What is he going to wear? Arva begodin. Every kohen heavy wears arva begodin anyway. What is unique that he's becoming mechunach as a kohen gadol? You're telling me, okay, you're the new man for the job. You're becoming the kohen gadol. I says, what do? Put on dalit big day love, which looks exactly like he always was. Then mamechan chanoisim. So the Gemara says there's three options. Rav Ada bar Ava says, not a problem. The avnet of a kohen hedid is klayim a whole year. He goes, she says the avnet of a kohen hedid is klayim. I'm saying the big day love of a kohen gadol. It is about the pishtan, so it's doing something different. However, the other Maram say, no, what about like the sheep that the Kohen Gadol never will climb? Taka, Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Hedid never will climb. Kohen Hedid Begodim a whole year is exactly like the big, the Dalit Begodim. What will express that he's a Kohen Gadol? Look at the Gemara Tutu with him. Abaye says, Loi b'shmoinu mahapas patinu. He puts on shmoinu of a Gadol. Aye, that's not what we're up to. We're up to a part of the Seder HaYoyim to do that. He should stop, go on to the Mizbeach and turn over some pieces of meat. And that's considered he did avoid. Because the Zordat mahapas patinu is chayis. Chayim is, so it's considered he did avoid. Or a Papa says, Abay dosay mechen chosay. Dosa lane that he's going to put $100 for Gadol, but he's going to go do Kohen Hoy, Kohen Gadol, like a job. That alone is the chen. What's before in this Gemara? That there's no chilek bichlal between the big day kohen heavy the whole year and a big day kohen gadol of the dalos of the Yom Kippur, except maybe the avnit. As I even before in the Gemara, the minute you said the avnit is the same, the Gemara had to come up with mahabech betzinura. Frektach the shayla that lechares there are other shinuim. Ladugma. What about the ksoinus of a kohen? It says by the kohen gadol ksoinus tashbe. The lashon of the pasuk by a regular kohen it doesn't say ksoinus tashbe. The Ben Ezra brings down that there's a chilek, the Kohen Gadol, the Ksoinus was tashbe, it was squared, it had a shina, it looked different. And a Kohen Hedit wasn't, because it doesn't say tashbe. The Ramban, the Rambam argue, no, the Ksoinus is always the same. Frech the Mishlo Melech, it's Mamash Apelet, the Gemara Nishna, the Gemara says, the Mavur, that there's no chilek. The Gemara is bothered that when the Kohen Gadol, when the Kohen, this new person is becoming a Kohen Gadol, is going to put on the Arab of a Gadol, there's no difference. I had a difference of Ksoinus tashbe. The Pel on the Ben Ezra, I was telling Mala Harifas, only the Shmoyne Begodim Dikit, Ksoinus, was Tashbeit. The Lashon is Ksoinus Tashbeit is when it says the Shmoyne Begodim. But the Dalet Begodim Yom Kippur, it wasn't Tashbeit. The Ritaka doesn't say Tashbeit. Even the Ben Ezra only said Ksoinus Tashbeit by the Shmoyne Begodim Dikit, Ksoinus. Another problem is with the Mitznefes and the Mikbas. Lachard is another Shinui between the Big Day Kohen Hedin and the Big Day Kohen Gadol. Another Kasha from the Gemara Numa. The Kohen Gadol's hat is always called Mitznefes. In all the Psukim, in Tetzavim, Pekudek, it's called Mitznefes. The Kohen Hedin, it's called mikvah. Is there a difference? The Rambam says it's just a difference how you used to wrap it around. But the Ravid says, no, I need oim maseyush al zekim maseyush al zed. The Ravid says it's a completely different hat. He says the Kohen Gadol's mitznefes was a long, long thing that you wrapped around again and again. The Kohen Hedit was some of their hat. The Kohen wasn't the wrap around kind of thing. Ke'en ha'kaidim shalom. So, like the Ravid, it's mamash a different hat. The Rivah, places in many places in Shas, and Yuma, and Suk, and Erevin, he brings down the Shittas Rivah. The Rivah says both of them were to wrap around. Now the Kohen Gadol was shorter. See, the Rambam says it's a difference how you wrap it. The Rivah says Bechlal was different. The Kohen Gadol was a wrap around, and the Kohen Hedit wasn't a wrap around. The Rivah says both of them were a wrap around. Now the Kohen Gadol was smaller because simply he says the Kohen Gadol had to wear it tzitz and tefillin. So he needed more room on his head, so he had to have a smaller hat. The Kohen Hedit only wears tefillin, but he doesn't wear tzitz. So it was able to be a little larger. That's the shinui between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedit. Once again, though, we have the problem. What's the Gemara saying? There's no chilek between a kohen hedit and the dalet begodim of a kohen gadol. The difference. One is a mikvah, one is a mitznef. So Taisa says nishkeferel. It's only a question of how many times it was wrapped around. It's very short. There's a Taisa. Of a fredim and chasinah, like the ravid, it's mamash aperel. The ravid, the kohen hedit wore a mikvah. The kohen gadol wears a mitznef. When the Gemara asks the maimer chanchan, like the halal of binikur, he became a kohen gadol. He's putting on dalet begodim. Good, but he's wearing a mitznef. It's not a mikvah. Mamash aperel on the ravid. You have to know. Demonstrates that the mother zach, the Gemara Yuma, that says, when they used to make a pious, to make a goyrul in the Beit HaMikdash, so how would they know where the circle started? So they would say, they would take off the mitznefes of one of the kohenim. Interesting, the Gemara is watching there is the mitznefes. L'chayr kohen hedit is always mikvah. Nochasai l'zor, gvaldik etaisis, taisis had a kasha on Yom Kippur when the kohen gadol was going to wear its tzitz, according to the Rivah, that the difference of the two hats was that you wrapped around the kohen gadol's left, it was smaller, because you need room for the tzitz. On Yom Kippur there's no tzitz, so it should be bigger. As they first taisis, on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, there's no tefillin. So maybe you should ask on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it could be bigger, because there's no tefillin. There is a person that asked that. Because the Kohen Gadol, you say, well, it's look, his Shmoyne Begodim, because during the week he needs room for tzitz and tefillin, so the Shmoyne Begodim looks a certain way. And on Shabbos, it's like, look. But the person is asking on Yom Kippur, the big day love, on the big day love, and you never wear tzitz. You never have tzitz. There, maybe it should be the same story. So he says, Shema Afal Pikein Hoysaktana. Come on, call us on. Shema. Taisa is Masup. Very easy. Shema, maybe it was Takat Mo. Meaning he had to start a word. You have to Chesh Benoist. Again, maybe that will be a terror to the Gemara that there's a chilek in the Kohen Gadol Mitznef and the Kohen Hedit. Because Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, one since there's no sit. It's Takat Mo. Even though a whole year it wasn't. It's a big, it's a Shema. The Gemara says, the Eila HaBegodim Asher Yasu. Is the Gemara in Tzvokim Da Pechet. Omer Avanina Bar Sosain, Loma Nitzmach HaParshas Karbonis, the Parshas Big Day Kahuna. Why is there a smicha between the Karbonis and the Parshas Big Day Kahuna? Loima lecha, ma karbonis mechapen, af dig de kahuna mechapen. Is the alfusa that dig de kahuna is mechapen, because it says the dig de kahuna next to the parashas karbonis. Very interesting. In Zvokham Peches, the Lashon is, lo menismach karbonis le dig de kahuna. It's the same Gemara, the same Rabbanini bar Sofin, and Erech and Dapte Zayin, over there it says, lo menismach parashas dig de kahuna le parashas karbonis. So it's mevoyer, it's like two different Gemara. The one in Zvokham is going in parashas Tzav. In Parshat Tzav, it says the Parshat of the Karbonis, and afterward it says the Big Dekuna. And in Erech, it's like going in Parshat Tzav, by us, where it says first Arich is about the Big Dekuna, and then it says the Parshat Karbonis. And it's predicted, Rashi and Zvokham says Parshat Tzav, and in Erech, it says Parshat Tzav. It's interesting, though, it's the same member from Rabbaninu Bar Sofi, Loma Nisma, but it's a different order. Venus Vida is the Alfus, that the Big Dekuna is Mechaper. So the Gemara goes by Arich to explain, every beggar was Mechaper. The Ksoinus, that the Gemara is Mechaper on Shlichas Domin. Shemar vayitgulu es haksoinet badam. The mechnesayim is mechaper and kilu yarayis. Vaseila mechnes evad lechatis besar erva. The mitznefes is mechaper and gasig haruach. Omer abchanini yobi dover sheba goiva v'yachaper al goiva. The avne is mechaper and hiru alev because it was by the lake. Choshin is on dinim, but he's a choshin mishpat. Eifad is mechaper and avoid the zoro. The me'il is mechaper and lashon hara because the il makes noise yobi dover sheba koil v'yachaper al dover sheba koil. And it fits as Mechaper and Azaz Ponim, because Metzach, Azaz, it's on the Metzach. So I'm not sure only the Big Day Kohen Gadol is Mechaper, or also the Big Day Kohen Hegit is Mechaper. That's not an idea. Kuponim, the Gemara appears on two of them, the Gemara has a shtel. It says that Ksoinus is Mechaper and Shlichas Dom. In fact, the Gemara, I thought Eglar Ruf is Mechaper and Shlichas Dom. What do you mean the Ksoinus for? You already have Eglar Ruf for. Zog the Gemara Peret? Hod Yodaman Katle, Hod Lo Yodaman Katle. If you know who killed him, maybe, but there was no asura, so he's not going to see me, so then it's the ksoinus that's machaper. If it's a layodaman kasi, you b'chal don't know who the right sayach is, then it's taka the parash of Eglar Ruf. Frek the Gemara, one more. Me'il is machaper on Lashon Hara. Frek the Gemara, it says Ketairis is machaper on Lashon Hara. Frek the Gemara, there's two kinds of Lashon Hara. There's Lashon Hara b'tzina, and Lashon Hara b'farhesia. Lashon Hara b'tzina is Ketairis. You go inside the mikdash, you mark the Ketairis. And the Me'il, we said, is Dover Sheva Koyal is machaper on Lashon Hara b'farhesia. There's a few Ramadan, and these in Yonam of that, it's Mechaper. A beautiful verse in the Mesech Chochma. The Pasuk says, V'cheshev afugosai asher olof. Later on in the Parsha. He tags up, the Eifer is Mechaper on Avodah Zorah, the Gemara says. Avodah Zorah is Machshova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzarif L'maiseh. By all other in Yonam, Averis, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzarif Machshova L'maiseh. But by Avodah Zorah, it's Mechaper, even Machshova is Nidra Kapor. So he says, V'cheshev afugosai asher olof kema'aseyu minen liyeh. The Machshova, by Eifudot, by Avodah Zorah, is kema'aseyu. Machshova is kema'aseyu. No chavos found, but I must say, v'lo yizach ha-choshin me'al ha-eifer. There's a lot of derives, but minyan amitzis, v'lo yizach ha-choshin me'al ha-eifer. Choshin is dinim, it's v'nodim l'chaveirot. Eifer is avoy dezor, the spitz example of v'nodim l'mokim. V'lo yizach ha-choshin me'al ha-eifer. I mean, it's only shmein, and ichvon l'amakayim, they v'nodim l'chaveirot, and nizav nizor, and v'nodim l'mokim. Oy, or the fakert, oy, it's faran, there was hot. There's a direct correlation between the Yonam of Ben Adam Chaveiroi, the Choshin of Binim, and the Eifoi of Avodah Zorah of Ben Adam Lamokin. So the Kohen has to wear a big with the God, is a famous Tyson Kedushin, the Gemara's Mamai that Noshin can't do Avodah. B'nei Aaron, for Levi Noisar, for Tyson Kedushin, Machayah the Nakin with the God. How is the Chayach Machlal? I have me made it. When God, the Kohen does Avodah without the God, it's possible to avoid Machalo, it's Chayav Misa maybe. It's also it's Dina Kizor. Another day, the whole Tumul Taka, there's two Dinim. Oichad there is a Machusa Begodim. Oichad there is a Zor. Be'en Bezman She'en Begideim Aleim, Ein Kunotim Aleim. So how could the Bechlal be Nidin about Isha? So Taisus either was talking Shetaka Wurz Begodim. One Ter. Or another Ter, it's Kiman Shemayin, it's Stavu the Begidei Kahuna, Lo Yehav a Machusa Begodim. Since he's not Mestave, so it's not going to be Machusa Begodim. Now the Rambam counts Begidei Kahuna as a Mitzvah Esse, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. The Rambam says that the Mitzvah Esse of Begidei Kahuna. The Ramban is stark, the Ramban says it's just a sniff of the mitzvah of Avodah. It's not a separate mitzvah of Big Day Kun. It's not a great arithmetic of them, it's a from mitzvah. Also, we call the Kalim of the mitzvah. The Ramban says, how come we don't count Orin Menorah as a mitzvah? So the Ramban says, because it's Nichon, like Menorah is Nichon, the mitzvah of Adlokas Nev. The Ramban Bechal is like, he says, it's all Nichon, mitzvah based on the Chir. Mitzvah based on the Chir, the Chinachosa. Mitzvah based on the Chir includes also the Kleya mitzvah. The Ramban is Kleya mitzvah, each Kli is Beyachas to what its Avodah was. So that's the Agantha Riches in the Mazun. Yeah, for end of the greatest topic, climbing the Big Tikkun. Climbing the Big Tikkun. For end of my colleagues, Rambam and Raiva, the Rambam is Sai and Hilchus Klai, Amigdosh, and Sai and Hilchus Klai, The Rambam spells it back. This that it's mutter to wear klayim. Klayim will klayim. Klayim gadol for sure. And some of it's begadol. Klayim hedit maybe. Depends if the avnet was klayim or not. If the avnet wasn't klayim, then the klayim hedit doesn't wear klayim at all. Totally in the machleket of avnet of klayim hedit was the but, or avnet of klayim hedit was of klayim. But the Rambam says that this that a klayim, klayim gadol, maybe klayim hedit could wear klayim, is only b'shas avoyda. Shavoy b'shas avoyda no. And the rabbi is saying him to klayim mikdash, saying him to klayim is chalilik, he says no. In the entire Beit HaMikdash, not in Gvulin, but in the entire Shetach of the Beit HaMikdash, it's always mutter to wear klayim. It's makubal in the veld, as always mashma the shagasari, what's the machlekes Rambam Raivis? Whether klayim of the kahuna is dechuya or it's chutzpah. The Rambam holds it only a dechuya. So it's only a dechuya, so it's only b'zman that you're doing the avoid, the essay doicha loisei, the essay of the avoid is doicha. So b'shaloi b'zman avoid, and not. And the Raivis says no, the Raivis says it's chutzpah, but it's different mutter, b'chlam. For Anna Grace, I read from Shagasari, maybe we'll just pinpoint on a few Nakudas, Gavaldik and Nakudas. First of all, the Shagasari comes up with a Blitz Kasha. He says, I got into your, how could the Kohen Gadol do Avoida? On your Kippur, he has to do Avoida. They didn't make a Kohen Gadol. All the Avoidas. I just wanted to go to the one, said it. I always go to the one. But I got into your, like the man, the armor that a Kohen Hedge doesn't have climb at all. So what's the hefty for the Kohen Gadol to do Avoida? How could he put on the climb? It's Epsilat, it's Ayyadir Achir. This level, like the Ravid, it's Hutra. It's anyways Hutra. But like the Rambam, that's only Tchuyah. Bishat, you're doing the mitzvah every day. Halloy, say, there is Tibet to the Kohen Gadol to go do the Avoida. Let him rely that the Kohen Hedit to do the Avoida. And then he's mighty, even if you hold the Kohen Hedit, it is Klein by Avnet. But with only one Begit, Kohen Gadol with a few Begotten with Klein, isn't it better to let the Kohen Hedit do the Avoida and avoid the Avera Klein if it's only Ezra Halloy, say, Epshalat, Sayyidah Echerim? So on this Kash, you have to know, is that true that Epshalat, Sayyidah Echerim, is Epshal Akayim Bar Yifanacha, but to rely that someone else should do the mitzvah? It's not so possible. The Maitre, you want to get the mitzvah. The Marshal, the Gay Attack of Pasha Zachar, says that Shmuel killed Agag. And the Achronim of Akasha, Shmuel was a Nazir. So how was he able to be Matan himself by killing Agag? So one of the Sutton that really recommended is Ephesh Echalois, Ephesh of Achias Amalek. I'm very content Shmuel to the son, let someone else do it. But he wanted to get Ephesh Echalois. You have to know it's not the Pasha, if it's always coming, it's not Ephesh Echalois. For another time, anyway, that the Etzem Levisha, the Rabbi Shev has a whole theory that by Kohen Gadol was different than Kohen Hedit, the Yukim and Rambam, that a Kohen Gadol, the Etzem Levisha is begotten within this. So that's also a Yishev on this Kasha. Kohen Gadol is a lot of a big Dekhun Ataka because then the Etzem Levisha is in it. What? That made it by Kohen Hedit. So that's why maybe, and the other Ram will be by Kohen Hedit. That's a Shtikot. And he's going to have me in his client. Because he has to, no, that's not garlic. Well, that's also a mitzvah. Vote Ephesh Echalois. That's also because it's a mitzvah. Ephesh Echalois. Not the kasha the Shagatari has in the Seder Levisha. There's a big arichas in Gemara Sanhedrin, which was the order that you wore the begotten. But it's not so poshut that you, Mechayret, let's say by Kohen Hedrin, it's the Avnit is climb, he should put the Avnit on last. And if Mashmano, he put the Mitznefes on afterwards. Why? For those few minutes. Seconds even. But he's wearing climb without being ready for doing avoid. It's negated, the Beit Halevi has an arichas. It says by the pious, when they were Messiahs, it says they took off the mitznefes of one of them. Correct? So the one that you're taking off is mitznefes. So he's only wearing three begotten, and he's wearing the avnet of klayim. He said, so he said, if anything better, so you take off the avnet. So in a chanami, Beit Halevi, it's a whole chesed, I'm not going all the details of it, but he said, in a chanami, that bright is going like the man Yomar, that the avnet wasn't made out of klayim. So you could afford to take off the mitznefes. Like the man that the avnet was klayim, he says for the pious, they took off the avnet. So he redo as the avnet to lechem man. And the avnet was, and the keep of his mitznefes on, I have to take a bolt. He kept his mitznefes on. As I looked at the lady, it's negei chesbonis about it. The Ephesus on, he said it. Not a kasha to shagat are your head. The Gemara says, chadat to oif bo'al ha-sofik. The ene nechal. It's malika, so you're not sure if it was the carbon, so it's mit, you may be him al ha-sofik, and it's ene nechal. Correct the shagat are, you don't be avoided. Like the Raman, you can only wear the garden. When you're doing avoid, what are you going to do by the sofik chadat to oif? The client can't put on the begotten. So if the whole Avnet is not Klein, so Klein Hedit can do it. But if it, even a Klein Hedit is Klein, so who's going to do the Avoider? How could it be Chata Soif Baal HaSafik? Who's going to do the Avoider? So if Moshem would be Kashal Avoider, they could do it without begotten. But for the Maitre, Moshem is not Kashal Avoider. That's the NFI's institution. This is all Gemara Sari, Ahinam Sirit, that the Achronim bring. Oh, but the Iker is, to get to the Iker Nakuda, it's a Moshem the Gazach, a great Sarichas in Beis Halevi, Semen Aleph, and Shagasari in this Indian. Oh, but the Emes is a Beferish Gemara like the Rambam, and a Beferish Gemara like the Ravid. And you have to know what to do the Gemara. Everything else is so far with the pitch of kids. There's often a Gemara both ways. Lama Rebbe Duch. There's a Gemara in Yuma Daf Samach Tet, And the Gemara in Erech, and Daf Gimel. And what can it do? And that's the answer. The Gemara in Yumet Rastamach Tesed Beferish. Big Day Kahuna. Hayoyt to the Hemel Medina Oster. If you go outside, out of the base, and it's Oster. Avo B'mitzosh. Bein B'shat Avoy. Bein Shalai B'shat Avoy. The Shari. And they stay in Gemara. Like the Rishis. That only the Medina is Oster. But if it's B'toy Chabes HaMikdash, Bein B'shat Avoy. Bein Shalai B'shat Avoy. The Shari. Mutter. Apella. How does the Rambam get out of that Gemara? So the terrors to that is, over there, the Gemara in Yuma Grad is not handling the topic of Klein. There's another thing. Big Day Kahuna also Lehonis Man. In the summer, they have enough on Big Day Kahuna. And on that topic of Big Day Kahuna also Lehonis Man, the other three, which is not Klein, over there, the Klal is Bein B'Shat Avayi, the name is Lehonis Man. But in the Chalami, Klal be the Avnei, it's only during the Avayi. That's how the Rambam, the Doichis, will have to dray out of that Gemara. Over B'Ikur, Yuma Samach Tess is the big Maramokah for the Raijah. Mitzat Sheini, there's a Gemara in Erech and Dab Gimel, which is the favorite like the Rambam. Gemara says, Hakol Chayovim B'Tzitzis. Gemara is the hopeless of every Hakol Chayovim B'Tzitzis, Hakol Chayovim B'Tzitzis. Gam Tarikas, everyone is Lisuyei Mai. It's going through all the mitzvahs. Hakol Chayovim B'Tzitzis, Lisuyei Mai. It says, Afilu Kehanim Levim V'Yisrael. But the Gemara Kehanim is Shlichalei. It's a chiddush that even Kehanim Achayim. Mao, the same as since he doesn't mock it on Klayim, so therefore maybe he shouldn't have to wear Tzitzis. Kamash Malon. The he, the ishtri, the idon avoida, it's only mutter during the avoida, of a shaloi, the idon avoida, lo ishtri, but shaloi, the shas avoida, it's not mutter. Often in Gemara like the Rambam, it's only mutter, the shas avoida. So Tysus, who also has a survivor in a few places in Shas, says, shaloi, the shas avoida means shaloi, the mokam avoida, means outside the Beis HaMikdash. Great to do it. But around the chiddush of the Beis HaLevi, Beis HaLevi wants to toy with a big horse, that maybe the machlokes Rambam and Raivit is not hutra and chuyim. The Shangasari and a lot of Gedolei HaKohanim went that the Raivit holds hutra. The Beis HaLevi wants to say, no, even the Raivit doesn't hold hutra. Everyone holds that it's only ethic doi chaloi. It's only chiyim. Now he says, the Raivit holds, well, in the Torah, the Malachi HaShoros. The chiluk is, the Rambam says, the minute you finish that word, you have to right away take it off. And the Raivit holds, no, like in the Torah, the Malachi HaShoros. If they were master, it's all commandments would have lived it. You can continue wearing it. The Marshal, he says in Afkamina, at 3 o'clock in the morning, if they finish being Mila all the Ivarim and Tadorim, even like the rabbi, they'll have to take it. And that's what the Gemara in Erech means. Shaloi v'idin avayu. When it's b'chlal for the next few hours, there's not going to be anything going on, then you taka have to take it off. But I'm more arichas than them, but that's the ikka yidiya to know. That yuma samach test b'feirish says like the rabbi. That it's mutter b'im v'shat avayu d'b'im shaloi v'shat avayu. And the Rambam's raised out of that by saying it's going on the Isra l'hanot l'hanot z'vik tekona, not on the Isra climb at all. Mitzat sheni, the Gemara in Erech and b'feirish says, dafka his b'shat avayu. So either you say it means Dafka, but Mokam Avoida, or we have the raid of the Beis HaLevi, that even the raid is Moida Tetchuyu. This lady has a Chreichem to that. Yeah, and then the Pagodim made out of Tcheles Argomen Telas Shoni V'Shesh. Now everyone knows, Tcheles Argomen and Telas Shoni is three colors of wool, and Shesh is Pishtan. That's what's Makubal. The Gemara even says, Mede Shesh Kishna, since the Gemara in Yom Tavomis, since Shesh is Kishna, Shesh means Pishtan, so obviously the other ones are wool. And that's Makubal in the belt of Tcheles Argomen and Telas Shoni is wool. Tarsus Yishonim in Yuma Daf Dalet says a big chiddush. He says, "Mid the sheish kishna, if sheish is kishdon, so tcheles imra, tcheles must be as well." But what was our goman? And tell Hashon, either whichever one you want, oy tcheles, or oy yisemer, oy kishna. Our goman and tell Hashon it could be either material. Sheish means kishdon, tcheles is dark blue wool, but the other two, our goman and tell Hashon it could be oy kishdon, oy tcheles. Big chiddush, because the deek is only going to be the first one. It's negated by tzitzis. The Gemara says, "Midashesh kisna tchelus imra." What's going to be with tchelus and tzitzis? Twice over the ask, and if tchelus wouldn't be imra, let's say tchelus would be kishdan. The vice is, how do you wear tchelus on a wool bag? The tzitzis shonim is gevaldik. They could have been inside like that. Our gomer, they could be either one. And then read the Gemara. Midashesh kisna tchelus is dafka one. It's in imra. I have a very makin shlim with tzitzis. But if it could be either one, so on a bag of kishdan, you would wear kishdan to get tchelus, and on a bag of tzitzis, you would wear tchelus to get tzitzis. There is no tchelus attack of the kipay, the gemurah only tzemer. But the other ones are gomen and lashon, your big idea could be either one. Chiddush from the... Tzis Yishonim and Yuma. The Eifoy, they had the two Avnei Hashoyam, and had the Shvotim's name, Shishim, Yishmoisim, Alevan, Achas. He's a big machloikas of Shoyim, try to stay out of the Mechaschinach and Mitzvah Tadikas has an arichas, he makes chart, and the new ones they have all printed out. There's a machloikas we're showing him which shame were on which of the two avonim. It's called there was six shvatim on one shame, on one evan, and six on the other one, but it's a big tumult, the Seder and which letter they wrote. The passage though is before though, that there was 25 letters on each one of the two stones. The Yerushalmi says, Tyson Saita brings down, and Daf Lamed Vav, there's a bigger Richa there, the Mechazon comes from there also, he brings the Rambam Shita, the Rashi Shita, the Tyson Shita. The Yerushalmi brought down in Tyson Saita, says that to work out the Chesed, how there's 25 letters, some people say it says Yehoisev, it says Vulm, or an extra Vav, there's all kinds of Chesed. Yerushalmi Shita is that the Yomim was like a split. On one name it said Ben, and on the other side it said Yomim. To work it out, the Chesed, there 25 letters on each, it said Ben and Yomim. He said, the Yerushalmi said, that was a Shisha Mishmoy, and six of the names. Because it wasn't six, it was 5.5 and 7.5, because Binyamin, and 6.5. 5.5 and 6.5. Because Binyamin was split on both. Meshach Chacham says it's a beautiful remnant. It says in Zayta Bracha by Binyamin, Uvein Kseif of Shochen. Binyamin was lying between both shoulders, because he was talking on both sides. Uvein Kseif of Shochen. Now the Chosh and the Pasuk says, Zeret Orgoi, Vizeret Rochboi. What's a Zeret? Big Machlokes is showing. The Rambam sheet says that Zeret is a half an Amma. The Rambam says that the Chosh was really an Amma long and a half an Amma wide. You folded it over twice. He folded it over, so it became a Zeret al Zeret. Zeret al Zeret, Zeret al Zeret, after it was folded. Unfolded, it was an Amma by a half an Amma. But a Zeret is a half an Amma, which is three Tvachim. A lot of Rishonim, such as Erev and Abchavala brings down, that a Zeret is two Tvachim, a third of an Amma. There's a Chubash Arachman says it was 2.5 Tvachim, I'm not sure where you get that, but a Kapon of the Ikkot, the Machlokes Rishonim, whether it was three Tvachim or two Tvachim. The Goyim in Shnois Eliyo, in Orlat, or Gimel, Mishnah Beis, he says, I mean, what's Machlokes is what a Zeret is? Everyone, there's a way to measure a Zeret. A Zeret is, right, the Gemara says in Ksubas Takeda, Dalal Amid Beis, Hey Amid Beis, that each finger counts for something. Zeret is negated to measure the Zeret. The smallest pinky is negated to measure how you have a, what's the share of Zeret is for the Choshen. So, Mechaira, I mean, take a Adam Beinoni, and you see, I mean, you're Chesmaning Amid that way, right? The Amid from the elbow to the Amma, so Zeret. I mean, is it two Tvachim or three Tvachim? So the Goyim says that it's a machlokes to show them how you measure it. Everyone's moider that the zeret is the space between the thumb and the zeret. But there's two ways to measure that. You can make a straight line across, or you can go around the top of the fingers. And he says, brother, that if you go around the fingers, from the thumb all the way to the pinky, but you cover all across the fingers, there will be taka three tefachim. And if you go a straight line across, it's two tefachim. That's talking to measurements, it works out perfectly. If you look at the Chazrish sheet and this, the error that comes out, so the machlokes, Tosfos and Erev, Chavala, and the Rambam. If Zeret is two Tvachim or three Tvachim, depends, Avada, you measure from the thumb to the Zeret. The question is, how do you measure it? Around Chesed or a straight across line? Now, they're just taking Goyim in Arlon. Now, in the Avnei HaChorshin, there was four rows of Avonim. Again, the Mechassim has an Arichas, a big machlokes to show them which way the stones were set up. To map like all the Rishonim though, the stones went down. The fourth row was Oid and Pitzav Erechav was down. Noitach Tzapayolim is down. The question is, well, how the names went. Did the names also go down? Oid is Reuven, Pitzav is down, Shimon, Berechav is Levi, like that? Or, okay, the names went across that way. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda went across. It comes that Mamash a big enough Gemino, which Sheva goes to which. I mean, Oid is for sure Reuven and Yoshte is for sure Binyamin, but after that, you have to see in the Minchas Chinuch, Gamta Chesboinus, which name goes to which. Now it says that in the Choshen it had to also have extra letters, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov, Shiftei Koh, or Shiftei Yeshurin. The Balaturim and the Bein Lachai say, and this is what most people think, that every stone had six letters. So the Marshal said Ruvain, and then it said Aleph for Avraham. Shimon, those are five letters, was Bey. Levi was Raham, because Levi is only three letters, and so on and so forth. And it works out perfect. All the stones had exactly six letters, so you filled up Avram, Yitzchak, Shiftei Yeshurun, or Shiftei Koh, the different gifts. The Rambam holds no. The Rambam and Kleah Mikdash learns clear that on Reuven's stone it said Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. I'm not sure if it says V'Yakov. That's the one I'm watching. Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. And on Binyamin's stone it said Shiftei Koh. And there's no rule about the six letters. I mean, Saidi, the Kiryat Sefer says that the essence is no din de raita that it has to say Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. The Ikkar is that it has to have all 22 letters, so you're missing a Tes and a Tzadik. So you could write Tes and Tzadik. Just make a Tes and a Tzadik stone. With the Rabbanan, there's this thing, you write Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, Shiftei Yeshurun. Interesting, I saw in the Meshech Chochmah, he says Komenei Ramadan about the different stones, but he's looking it out only with some Shoyam. He goes that Shoyam, how does Shoyam be Yoshvet? Shoyam is Yosef. He was going that the names were going down, and that right before would be Yom, and it's Yosef, so Shoyam is Yosef. He says Yosef is Shokos for all the other Shvatim. The two Avnei Shoyam, one of the 12 of the Choshen is also a Shoyam. So Yosef is Shokos for the other Shvatim. It also says Tarshish Vishoy Ham V'Yashvi. Why does it say Tarshish Vishoy Ham V'Yashvi? Because there's a connection between Yosef and Usher. He says Tarshish with Usher, and there's a connection between Yosef and Usher, because Yosef was mitzvahed with the Bnei Hashvachas. Then he says a Dov Nechman, he says it has to be a Vav, because Tarshish Shoyim, the Shin goes together. You have to put a Hefzik with a Vav. And he says, beautiful, that's why in Pekudei doesn't have to. Pekudei is when they made it. When they made it, you can make Tarshish and Shoyim. But here it was by the Tzivui. In the Tzivui, you have to say a Vav, Tarshish Vishoyim. But he's only going, the Tarshish is Usher and Shoyim is Yosef. It's not all the Rishonim holding. But everyone's moed out upon him, Tarshish Shoyim, the Yosef was Binyamin. There's a famous story with Zalman ben Hasina, the Gemara brings the Kedushin, that he was Mechabed Ovid, and he was Zeichet to have. He had an Evan, and then he didn't want to give it to the Chachamim because his father was sleeping on the box, and his father's feet were on the box, he couldn't even break the box, and the key was under his father's head, so he was Zeichet, the next day he had a Paraduma. Toys in Avodah Zorah that Chabal brings, B'Shem Yerushalmi, that the stone that Zalman ben Hasina had was the Yoshka of Binyamin. That's the stone that he had, even though the Gemara's Rosh Meretz is Avni Eichoyt, rather. Abba Taisus and Abba Yezora says it was the Yoshka of Binyamin. How does he know it was the Yoshka of Binyamin? So some say because Yoshka was taken from Binyamin, Binyamin was the one that was Zeich and keep it out, he was the only one that wasn't Yishtatif in the Chiris Yoshka. Or some say there's been a Kisidron, it has to be the stone that was missing is the Yoshka, because there's been a Kisidron having it in the Chayshim. But I saw on the Pilpul, assuming like the Balaturim, it said Ruvein Aleph, Shimon Bey, the only stone that didn't have any extra letters is Binyamin. Binyamin is 6 letters, so it didn't have to have any extra. Now, they found a stone with someone's name on it. Correct there, in the second base of Migdash, there was no Shamir. So if they found a stone, how are they going to carve out the letters anyway? Apparently it must be they found a stone that was already carved out someone's name. Someone had a stone, his name was Binyamin, and it said Binyamin on it. So it has to be Binyamin. What someone wrote on his thing, Reuben Aleph. He didn't have last names in those days. What's this? Someone find a Reuben Aleph. He found a Shimon Bey, the Levi Rahum. It was Avad, it was Binyamin, which Taka has 6 letters. As I said, I'm all in faith. Nor it's Mamash Apella. First of all, because if it's a private stone that someone was Binyamin, that also wasn't done by the Shamir. Somebody had it carved out. The Oid, it's Mavur Tarsus, in a lot of places in Shasta, was a Shamir and Nick, they said Migdash Hashem. And also, the Chalal, it's not supposed you need Shamir for Avni Choshim, and the Chasimah brings a lot of Rishonim that you only need Shamir for Avni Eifoy. And for Nasat Raitim, it's a Shver of Varda, but this was a Pilpul of Shat and Tarsus that is going on the Yoshua Binyamin. Now there's a beautiful verse from the Chasam Sofer on the Chesed of Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Shiftei Yeshur and Shiftei Kof. We know we need it so we should have all the letters of the Chof Beis Oisius because it would lit up, the letters would light up. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Gimel says like this. It says the names of the Shvatim. Correct the Gemara. But you're still missing a Tzadik. There's no Tzadik in the names of the Shvatim. So the Gemara, don't worry, you're missing a Tzadik. Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, you have a Tzadik. Thank you. The Gemara still, but you're still missing a test. In Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, there's still no test. But the Gemara shifts, they get sure, and shifts, they come. Correct the Marsha, there's also no Ches in the Shevatim's name, and there's no Kuf. So glad that's also answered in Yitzchak. But why did the Gemara only spell on Tzadik? And also the Gemara should have spelled on test right away also. What point that the Gemara is spelling on Tzadik, answers Yitzchak, and then spells on test and says shifts? There's also a Ches missing and a Kuf missing. There's Yerushalmi, the Taka asks it in that faith. Zokta Chasam Sofer, a beautiful verse. He says the Lashon of the Pasuk is V'ha'avonim ti al shmoiz b'nei Yisrael. The stone should be on the name. That's the word there. V'ha'avonim ti al shmoiz b'nei Yisrael. The stone should be on the name. So the Gemara started off saying, thinking, that on each stone it said the name of the stone. On the Oidem stone it said Oidem. On the Pitada stone it said Pitada. Besides the names of the Shvatim, it said Oidem, Ruvain, Pitada, Shimon, or Pitada, Yehuda, Yisachar, like Ben Bechaya, or Don, according to Rashi, it said the names of the letters of the stone. Now, if it says the letters of the stone, Achloma had the Ches, and Pitzidah had the Tes, and Vareket had the Kuf. The only thing missing is Tzadi. Fret the Gemara Yuma, but with no Tzadi. And for the Gemara, it said the names of the Ovois, Avron, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Now, once it answers that it says the name of the Ovois, so the Avonin, the Ovois are like Avonin, but it's a Kali, so once you're saying that it says the Ovois, then it doesn't have to say the names of the stone. Because it said Avron, Yitzchak, Yaakov. And Vaitin, you took care of the Ches and the Kuf. Oh, perfecting Gemara, now you don't have a test. Until you had Pitzidah. But now you don't have a test, because now that you switched it, it didn't say the name of the stones on the stone. It said the names of the Ovois. So Ches, Kuf, and Sadi is taken care of. But now you don't have a test. But for Gemara, it had to say, Shiftei Kuf. Hadoizah, the Chasim Seif, a beautiful verse. Now, in the Choshen was the Urim V'Tumim. V'Nasata es HaUrim V'Esatumim. What is Urim V'Tumim? The pasha is like most Rishonim, Urim Vetumim is a piece of cloth that had a shameless, a gewiss of shame, we don't know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that really what caused the stones and the letters on the stones to light up, this cloth which was hidden inside the Choshen. The Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Chafala from Ibrahim, Chamisha Dvarim Lai Ha'yuv HaMikdash Sheni, there were five things missing in the second base of Mikdash. Oren Kapayrus Kruvim, that's one thing, the Oren, Eish, there was no Eish in the Mizbech, Min HaShemayim, Shechina, give us a Darug of Ashwar HaShechina, Ruach HaKoydesh, Mechal, that's the lit up, the Ruach HaKoydesh, and the Urim V'Tumim. These five things are missing. What does it mean that the Urim V'Tumim was missing in the second base of Mikdash? Rashi and Chumash, and Rashi and Yuma, and the Ravid in Hilchas Beis HaBechir says, Kipshuta, the cloth was missing. They didn't have the cloth. The Urim V'Tumim was missing. The cloth did not exist in the second base of Mikdash. Over Toysus and Yuma, Daf Kofalos, and Oichet the Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBechir, Seichas B'Shol, Avad in the second base of Mikdash, there was also a cloth. Had there not been a cloth, it would be Mechutzer B'Godim. The Beged of Choshen includes the cloth. Without the piece of cloth, it would be Mechutzer B'Godim. Avad of the cloth that they had, even in the second base of Mikdash. What it means that they didn't have Urim V'Tumim is that it didn't light up. Fractorized, the five things on the list is Eish, Shechina, Ruach HaKodesh, and Urim V'Tumim. Especially when they learned the Urim V'Tumim that it was missing the cloth, Ruach HaKodesh, that it didn't light up. But like the Ram, that the cloth they did have, what's the two things, Ruach HaKodesh and Urim V'Tumim? He brought Shver. I would clear, maybe a Pshat, some of the say, I'm not sure if they can come off an order, someone knows, that like the Rambam, it's a different list. Rashi says the five things is Urim Kapayrus Kruvim is one, Eish, Shechina, Ruach HaKodesh, and Urim V'Tumim. Like the Rambam, maybe it's Urim Kapayrus is one, and Kruvim is a separate one. Kruvim is separate. And Taka Ruach HaKodesh and Urim is Taka 1. So let's look in the Rashbam, in Baba Basra, the Kuf Lamed Gimel, it's very unclear how he holds. He had a bigger Rishus there, and it pushes he's a steer in Minei Bey, a Kuf Lamed Gimel Bey. I'm curious if the Oren could be Machriya. Does he hold that the cloth was missing in the second base of Minish, or just the Ruach HaKodesh? He pushes straight to himself in the beginning of Dvarim and Tzai Dvarim. Now on the Me'il was Pahmoyne Zav Verimoy Besoichem. Some say that the Me'il Taka was a four-cornered beggar, so it had to have the Rimoy, the Rimoyim were made out of material, so it's like citrus, action. Over Pamoyne, Zav, the Rimoyim. So there was Pamoyim of Zav and Rimoyim. How many? Big Machloikis. One Makar in the Medrash is that there was 72 Pamoyim and 72 Rimoyim, or there was 36 and 36. There's a different Medrash, I saw 13, but Chaim Kanevsky brings down 13 and 36, different numbers, Bechlom. The mice of the pictures, they have in the Chumash and the pictures, it's not very meduktif because it has the Pamoyim, it starts with the Pamoyim and ends with the Pamoyim. Like most Sheikahs, it was the exact same amount. If it starts with a palm, it has to end with a remoin. If it's 72 of each, or exactly 70 of each, if it starts on one side with a palm, it has to end up with a remoin. This is possible. But for honest day, for honest, feel it in the Targum. The Targum in Parashas Tetzav, it says, Pamoin Zav Besoichom, it says, Beineihom. Between them. But the Targum in Parashas Tetzav, says, Begav remoin, inside the remoin. And it's a big machlaik of the Shein Tat. The Ramban holds that the Pamoinim was Besoich, the remoin. And Rashi says, no, the Pamoin was Bain Harimoin. Machloikis was showing him, but in the Targum, it's Mamash Asira. In Tetzav, it says that it was between them, but in Pekut, it says, no, it was inside the Rimoin, like the Ramban. So it's clear, Rashi says it was in between, and the Ramban says it was inside. But the Targum asserts himself. I want to chidish the Kipshat. After the Chayta Egel, it switched. Because after the Chayta Egel, Enka Tegel, not the Negel, you can't have the Pamoin Zob, it had to be hidden inside the Rimoin. But originally, the din was it was supposed to be in between. Grace Chadushim. As the tzuris habeger as the gebitten after the chetei, I hear once a beautiful pshat from a Beros Alveshik. Said a beautiful pshat. He said avad the betoich doesn't mean inside like the Ramban. Avad the betoich means in between also. No, what's the difference if it's in between? Doctor, sorry, the emet is the exact same amount. There was 72 of palmain and 72 limoin. And like we said, the picture is not meduktik. It started with a palmain and ends with a limoin. So who told you that the palmain are inside the limoin? Maybe the limoin are inside the palmain. Well, what's kezeya? Which one is inside which? It switches off. There's no one is in the other. Depends how you look at it. So he says, no, it's a chiddush from the din asiya. The din asiya is you should first do all the rimoinim, and then afterwards do all the pamoinim. The pamoinim are the toich the rimoinim. First do all the rimoinim, and then do all the pamoinim. But that's only in the oifan asiya. The way it looks afterwards at the end, in Parashat Kudei, it's a lot, just in between. The zogach of the toich is to be magish in the seder asiya how to do the pamoinim rimoinim. The nishma koyle the voyle koyish, meaning that the pamoinim would make noise, so the kohen gadol would make a koil. The nishma koyle the voyle koyish is a shenah balaturim. The balaturim of an authority says it says three times the nishma in the entire Tanakh. V'nisma Torah devoy el hakodesh by the Me'il, by Matan Torah, called us a Dibur Hashem Naaseh V'nisma, and in Megillah, tie into Megillah. V'nisma Pitzgam Hamelech b'chol Medina. V'nisma Pitzgam Hamelech. He said, what's the meaning of these three things? So he says, V'nisma Torah devoy el hakodesh is avoyda. Big Dekuna. Naaseh V'nisma is Torah. And V'nisma Pitzgam Hamelech is Megillah. The Gemara says, Omar Rabba, in the Megillah Daf Dalet, Omar Rabba, Mevatlin Talmud Torah L'Mikra Megillah. And then he says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah L'Mevatlin Avoidu L'Mikra Megillah. He Mevatlin Talmud Torah and Avoidu L'Mikra Megillah. What's the Makar? What's the grammar of the Balaturim? It says, V'nishma Kiskam HaMelech, and right afterwards it says in the Pasuk in Megillah, Ki Rabba. It's very great. Ki Rabba. So he says, V'nishma, the V'nishma of Kiskam HaMelech is greater than the V'nishma of Nas, the V'nishma, and it's greater than the V'nishma of V'nishma Koyli of Avoida, Ki Rabba. And he says, who demanded the Omer Yom Megillah? Omer Rabba, Mekam Megillah. It's not the Rabba. The Gam Rabba, come on, Rabba is the one that says it. Ki Rabba, Rabba is the one that said that Megillah is greater than the other two. Actually, Nachim Brach Taka was surprised in the Purim. The Pasuk says, all the way afterwards, in the end of the Parsha, V'hoyo l'chol l'monet, you give the different matonet, and you give it to him as a monet. Then it still brings a rye from here that you yoyse l'shloyach monet with raw meat. Because it says, V'hoyo l'chol l'monet was a raw piece of meat, a big tumul, that has to be royal achila. And the Meshech Chochmah in the sign says, Kum Paket. It's going on this roy of the shale of Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, Dafka that was V'hoyo l'chol l'monet. Dafka this roy that was Boshel, that was V'hoyo l'chol l'monet. Over everything else was. Mama, just to end off, we talked about the Tmidim at the end of the Parsha. Shnayim la'yoyim tamid. The Chassidus Shavart. Shnayim la'yoyim tamid. The first Tmidim in Shulchan Aruch, Mamash, the beginning, Shivisi Hashem le'negdi tamid. And the last din in Shulchan Aruch, Purim, the Toivlo is Mishta tamid. When I meant up Mekayim Zayn Beda, to play Mekayim Taka, I want, I hear what's going on in Shulchan Aruch. The Mekayim is, he's in Tmidim Chassidim, the Shnei Tmidim, the Shivisi Hashem le'negdi tamid, and the